Poynter is borrowing a style of engagement from the popular TED Talks that focus on new ideas in varied industries, including technology. The Poynter Institute is a nonprofit school of journalism which teaches through traditional classroom settings as well as online webinars. Ellen Angelotti is a social media faculty member at the Poynter Institute. She said the blueprint used by the TED Talks is a good fit for the TEDx Poynter event.
So what they've done is provided us a framework to create powerful, engaging, much briefer talks than we typically do here at Poynter. So it's a different tempo, it's a different style, but it's an engaging platform that helps us to invite the Tampa Bay community and the journalism, the larger journalism community, into an event where we can really learn from innovative thinkers.
This is Poynter's third TEDx. One staff member who focuses on ethics in the media, Kelly McBride, emphasized fact-checking and validity during her speech. She mused about falling victim to a viral hoax about a mammoth-sized alligator caught in Florida. In an interview after the talk, McBride said a well-informed citizenry is a cornerstone to democracy.
Well, so that creates a class system for journalism consumers, because the people who actually consume documentaries and long-form journalism are a certain class of people, fairly elite in our country. At a certain point, we have to translate that information for the masses, which means it has to be on broadcast TV and it has to appear in your Facebook feed. And if that doesn't happen, we don't necessarily have a fully informed citizenry. Now, I'm not suggesting that we ever had a fully informed citizenry, because we never have. The big question is, how uninformed can our citizens become before democracy actually fails?
A TED Talks veteran, Eli Pariser, spoke about the misconceptions of viral media. Pariser's most recent project is Upworthy.com, but he cut his teeth on the MoveOn.org website. He said everyone needs a smart content filter to stave off mountains of information.
I think there's a lot of, content that people make that aren't professionals that's actually of just as high or better quality. I think there are a whole bunch of metrics that you could look at if that was what you were thinking about. So Facebook, for example, could have an important button, you know, along with the like button, and that would actually have a significant effect, right? Because it's hard to click like on, you know, war in Afghanistan continues for 12th year, but you would say, well, that's important. I want people to pay attention to that. So there are ways, without being prescriptive about what's important and what's not, that you could allow people to elevate that kind of content.
Copyrights and fair use policies in journalism was the focus of Pat Alfterheide's speech. Alfterheide is a professor and director of the Center for Social Media at American University. She's also a film critic. Alfterheide has said documentaries are an important medium for reporting on culture.
Homes across America through public broadcasting, these films are being seen by millions and millions of people, which is at least two or three orders of magnitude larger than anything that it will happen to a documentary on theatrical screens. So although they are not necessarily sexy in movie media, they are terrifically important in being part of our media mix for a democracy.
Media experts also talked about the changing tides of journalism as a result of expanding technology. Those include the rise of video, web content, and instant news for media sources like Twitter. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in St. Petersburg.